Hello and welcome to the ABCs of Rock podcast. I am your host, Nathan Schuer. The ABCs of Rock is proudly part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. I thank you for joining me on my journey through the alphabet from A to Z, where each week I move on to the next letter in the alphabet and pick a new band or musician going in alphabetical order with no exception. It's not only been a blast, it's also been an education, and I'm having the time of my life. Before I begin, I must say a couple very important words about this podcast. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on this show. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. I play this music under the doctrine of fair use. I am not here as a DJ, but to offer music commentary and criticism. My goal is for you to gain a larger appreciation for the bands or the musicians played here on this podcast, and to ask for you to go and purchase their music or legally stream it. The musicians need your support, and I hope this show contributes to spreading the good word about the bands you hear on these episodes. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done out of my pure love of the music. It certainly feels wonderful to be back behind the microphone. Again, it's been a while since I've done an episode, and I do apologize for the infrequency of the shows that have been, like I said, a lot going on in my life. But what can I say? My heart will always be with this podcast, and I will continue to do this as long as I can. It has been a while since I've done one of these Emptying the Vault shows, and this one definitely will be an unusual one. Why is that, you may ask? Well, the reason is, the main contributing factor why the show was delayed is because I had to do a ton of research for this episode. My music library naturally didn't have all that many bands that started with the letter U. So I had to really dig deep into the nether regions of the musical landscape to curate some music that I wasn't even aware of before this episode. Kind of wish I took the time to do this for the letter Q, actually. But instead, I just skipped it. But wow, I discovered some awesome music that I can't wait to share with all of us. And of course, there are some great bands that everyone has heard of and knows about mixed into the show as well. This truly is going to be one of the most eclectic episodes ever on the ABCs of Rock. So I hope you're ready for a wild ride. So without any further ado, let's get to the first band. Ugly Kid Joe formed in Ilsa Vista, California in 1989 and burst onto the scene with their 1992 debut album, America's Least Wanted, which spurred the breakout hit Everything About You and a cover of Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle. I actually do like that cover. I really did like it. They put out two more follow-up albums in the 90s, Menace to Sobriety in 95, I think, and of course, Motel California in 97. I think by the time that album came out, nobody was even paying attention to them anymore. But Motel California, even though it's universally considered the lesser of these albums, it's actually my favorite. It has a funkier and grungier edge that makes this album stand apart, I feel. And it's from this album that one of my favorite Ugly Kid Joe songs resides on. Here is truly an underrated gem from the 90s. This is Little Red Man. American flags wrap around the pole. And the little red man is taking control. Puppet starts to juggle your dreams, and the world that you live may be not what it seems. On the wrong guarantee. Uriah Heep are a hard rock heavy metal band that were formed in London in 1969. Along with Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, and Led Zeppelin, they helped usher in the new British heavy metal scene in the late 60s. Uriah Heep never achieved the same status those other bands did, perhaps because they leaned into a more prog metal sound. They were also constantly dealing with lineup changes. I counted, and over the first 17 years of their tenure, they had about 13 lineup changes. In total, 25 musicians circled through the band. So odds are, you or I once were in Uriah Heep. Anyways, the early mid-70s, they put out so many awesome and influential records. One of my favorites is their seventh studio album, 1974's Wonderworld. It features the lost classic Suicidal Man, an all-out assault on the senses. Please do enjoy this one and turn it up. We'll be right back.
So on my travels, spilled with all my troubles, I found someone who cared. And so it was so easy that all she did to please me was to say I brought them smaller when it said he was a
Urge Overkill is an American rock band formed in Chicago in 1986. They are mostly known for their cover of Neil Diamond's Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. You probably remember that song from the soundtrack to Pulp Fiction. It was everywhere back in 1994. However, a year prior, they put out what I feel is one of the greatest alternative rock albums of the decade, Saturation. From top to bottom, this album kicks ass, and if you don't have this album, you have to add it to your collection. Don't walk, run to the nearest record store and pick this up. Or I suppose you can get it online. I'm old school, what can I say? Lots of worthy songs on this album worth choosing from. Dropout, Sister Havana, Tequila Sunrise, Bottle of Fur, to name just a couple. The songs on this album are fun, catchy, and they're just so accessible. The best song, in my opinion, and probably most would agree if they're a fan of this album, is the amazing, amazing song called Positive Bleeding. Check it out.
Just like
The Underground to Candyland are a garage, rocky, post-punk sounding band fronted by Southern California band leader Todd. I'm going to screw up this guy's name. Todd Congelari. I apologize, Todd. This is one of the bands that I just discovered. Todd actually has been involved in many bands over the past 20 years, all of which have flown under the radar, but have gathered a rather popular following in parts of the country. His music has elements of punk rock, surf rock, and pop punk. The Underground Railroad to Candyland, I think, started around 2007 and have dropped several EPs and three LPs. Their latest, 2015's The People Are Home, is really a wonderful album and honestly something I recently discovered doing research for this episode. So if it weren't for this show, I never would have discovered this band or this awesome record. So from this album, let's listen to the title track, The People Are Home, but it has a slightly different spelling. But if you look up the album, you'll find it. One other note. Yeah, you can find this on Spotify, but this is the perfect example of a band that could use your support by purchasing their music. According to their Facebook page, their preferred marketplace is recessrecords.com. So if you like this and want to support them, go to recessrecords.com and buy their albums there. The Undertones are a punk rock power pop band formed in Northern Ireland in 1974 by brothers John and Vincent O'Neill, Feargal Sharkey, Michael Bradley, and Bill Doherty. Shortly after the formation, one of the brothers, Vincent, left the band only to be replaced by a third brother, Damien. This band had brothers to spare. By 1979, they put out their self-titled debut studio LP, which contained a minor radio hit, Teenage Kicks. Their sound falls right into the classic sound of the era, somewhere between the Sex Pistols and the Buzzcocks. I really love it. But what I think what really distinguishes them is the powerful vocals from original lead vocalist Feargal Sharkey, whose quavering vocal delivery elevates the music to greater heights. Feargal would eventually go on to front other bands and have a solo career. But for now, let's listen to my favorite song off the Undertones debut album. This is Jump Boys. Halfway point in the show, and I really hope you're enjoying the music so far. This is a great time to mention that the ABCs of Rock is part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. Please don't hesitate to share with me your feedback of the show. I really love hearing from listeners. You can always email me at abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. I can also be found on Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast and on Twitter at ABC Rock Podcast. So give it a follow or reach out to me and let me know what you think of the show and that you're just out there listening. Also, if you have a chance, please take a moment and rate and review the show on your preferred podcast app. It may seem insignificant, but every single rating and review does add up and it helps this podcast find a larger audience. I thank you all in advance. Ultravox is a British new wave electropop band formed in London in 1974. When the band started off, their lead singer was John Fox, and he led the band into some very experimental territory with heavy influences of punk rock, glam rock, and new wave. John left the band for a solo career in 1979, and shortly before that, so did guitarist Steve Shears. Stepping in was new Scottish frontman Midge Ure. I think that's how you say his name, who also took over lead guitar duties, and Ultravox entered a new era of electropop synth pop where they achieved a lot of success. Between 1981 and around 1986, Ultravox released five studio albums. which all charted in the top 10 of in the UK. They never really broke out in a big way in the United States, outside of a handful of minor hits. Most notably, I think the song Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, which came off the 1984 album Lament. Also from that same album is one of my favorite songs from Ultravox. This is the amazing album closer, A Friend I Call Desire. The Ultrasonicas is by far the most obscure band I will reference on this show. This all-girl rock group from Mexico appears launched their act in the mid-90s. Their music is a little rockabilly surf, some psychobilly, a little punk rock, and all attitude. Their 1999 LP titled, and I'm going to do my best here, Yo Fui Una Adolescente Terror Satanica, which translates to, which translates into English as I Was a Satanic Teenager, is a gem of an album. This is a very weird album. It's got an insane cover of Iggy and the Stooges' Now I Want to Be Your Dog, titled Now I Want to Be Your Bitch. This should give you an idea of what you're getting into. This album isn't for everyone, but I gotta admit, I'm thankful I discovered this recently because it's one of the most unique things I have come across. And if you're looking for something a little different, then you could do far worse. So from this album, let's listen to the opening track, Menstruo Verde, or Green Monster. I hope you enjoy this. Legendary band UFO is our second forefather of heavy metal on this week's show. Of course, I'm referencing the earlier entry Uriah Heep, but just like Uriah Heep, UFO saw their heyday reach their pinnacle during the early and mid-70s, when they put out release after release of hard rock and heavy metal progressive rock albums. UFO is, in fact, over their 52-year career, one of the most prolific artists of all time, putting out 22 studio albums over their career, with their most recent coming out in 2017. Sadly, we lost original UFO bassist Pete Way earlier this year, and I have been kicking myself for not doing a tribute episode to the late great bassist. But I'm going to make up for that right here. And I'm going to take it back to where it all started. From their 1971 debut album titled UFO One, I'm picking A Real Deep Cut. This album doesn't really reflect the sound that would make them popular. It has a very psychedelic rock sound going for it, but it's still very cool. I think you're really going to like the song. Plus, it really showcases Pete Way on bass, and it's also a song that he wrote. This is Follow You Home. Underground Youth are a psychedelic and goth post-punk band formed in Manchester, England in 2008. This is another band that I recently discovered lately. If you're a fan of bands like Mighty Bloody Valentine or Mazzy Star or the Jesus and Mary Chain, then I would highly recommend this band. Their 2010 release, Mademoiselle, I think was self-released. I purchased it a year ago from Discogs. It's a great website to find some obscure physical media titles. I highly recommend it. I also saw that they have an album for sale on Bandcamp, and there are some albums streaming on Spotify. Anyways, I highly recommend the Mademoiselle album. It's chock full of tasty psychedelic jams, my favorite being the title track, Mademoiselle. So let's give it a listen. It's so good.
To find, yeah.
Okay, I have one more song. But before I get to that, I just want to thank you for joining me for another episode of the ABCs of Rock. There is nearly no greater joy in life that I have than to assemble these podcasts for you, the listener. Once again, I can be reached via email at the ABCs of Rock Podcast at gmail.com, on Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast, and on Twitter at ABC Rock Podcast. So hit me up. Even better, leave a rating review on your preferred podcast app. Okay, on to the last song. The Upper Crust, if you're from my neck of the woods, is not only a pizza chain from the Boston area, but also a local hard rock band. They formed in 1994, and at first glance, you would think that their shtick is simply just a novelty act. After all, they appear on stage dressed in 18th century aristocratic garb, powdered faces and wigs, and put on a persona of high English society snobbery. Their current lineup consists of some great stage names. They've got on lead vocals and guitar Lord Bendover, Count Bassi on bass, the Duke Distortion on lead guitar, and Jackie Kickassis on drums. I have never seen them live, but I've watched plenty of YouTube videos, and I'd love to see these guys live someday. What's great is that they don't ever break character on stage, so I haven't even gotten to the music yet, and that's the best part. These guys totally rock. The music is an absolute throwback to 70s Bon Scott-era AC/DC. But what I think really elevates the music is the fact that they put a ton of effort into producing their studio albums. They're very polished and they sound magnificent. So despite the gimmick of their stage act, these guys actually take their music very seriously, which is so cool. So from their debut 1995 LP, here is one of my favorite tracks off that album to play us out. This is Let Them Eat Rock. Have a great week, everybody.
Starving, they're dropping down dead in the street, yo. The lazy slimes, they ain't got a job. They said they ain't got enough to eat. Well, let them eat right. Why don't you eat right? The picking through the garbage behind my favorite restaurant, yo. The sickly pale, the sin has open. I don't know what in the hell they want. Well, let them eat right. Why don't you eat right? I said I'm better all night. Why don't you eat right? Eat right now. To burst, well, let them eat right. Why don't you eat right?